We have stood up two important units over the last several years. One is our National Targeting Center, CARGO, which looks to do a risk calculation on cargo coming into the United States. We look at who the shipper is, how often the person ships. We look at a number of different risk indicators, where it's coming from, what the products are, et cetera, et cetera. And that provides a risk score. That capability then allows our Customs and Border officials to do targeting of high-risk products coming to the United States based upon specific concerns. So if it's counterfeit IT or electronic goods that we're concerned about, they would be categorized. The second unit that we've stood up is our IPR Center, National Intellectual Property Center, which is led largely by our Immigration and Customs Enforcement folks, ICE. But it's a 21-agency coordination effort with FBI, U.S. Postal Service, to coordinate operations, to deconflict investigations, and to focus on some of the most important IP enforcement actions.
Let me back up to that first panel. Give me a recent example of some IT supply chain where that unit did some risk calculation and stopped, let's say, fake IT coming into the country.
Well, first, let me just give you the sort of the general on seizures at the border. We track that as a number. Last year was the highest volume for seizures at the border, over 24,000, 20% increase over the year before. Specifically, when you drill down into IT networks and counterfeit products regarding IT products, a good example would be last year there was some Cisco equipment that had been identified that was counterfeit. The individual had taken fake labels and put legitimate serial numbers on them. We were able to identify and investigate and prevent, in fact, the actions from going forward. It's about $1 million transaction, and that individual was sentenced last November.
The IPR, you said it's a 21-agency effort, obviously led by ICE. What are they focusing on? Obviously important IP enforcement actions, but give me a sense of something of what they do kind of day in, day out.
There are approximately 21 agencies that are out doing investigations on intellectual property violations. They are doing it under their authorities and with the focus of whatever mission their agency's focused on. So from the Department of Homeland Security, we're principally focused on cargo coming into the United States. We're interested in illicit material. And other agencies who are at the table there are able to share information with each other so that they're not both investigating each other. If you put, for example, a stand up an operation, and it's an undercover operation, you don't want two undercover operators in fact investigating each other. That center is largely to deconflict those type of investigations or to coordinate if you have multiple agencies working together over a single investigation.
There's been a big focus recently on securing the supply chain. There's a Congress passed provision in the Defense Authorization Bill that's focused on defense. Defense then put out a memo in March. There's a lot of new requirements around DOD. Can you give me a sense of how you guys are working beyond this IPR, I guess, as unit? Are you guys working also cross-agency with OMB, with DOD, with others on securing the supply chain from a policy standpoint?
The President's National Strategy for Global Supply Chain Security, which is a broad-based interagency effort to look at ensuring the security and resilience of the pathways in which goods come to the United States. There's three parts to that. First is to prevent exploitation by terrorists and criminals and others from utilizing the supply chain for illicit purposes. Second is to protect the supply chain by strengthening the system's critical hubs across all modes of transport. And third is to bolster resilience so that the global supply chain can rebound rapidly if there's disruptions.
Can you give me a sense of maybe some of the accomplishments you've had over the last 18 months?
One thing you want to do to ensure that we can do better targeting is to have advanced information so that the goods coming into the country can be identified as low risk or high risk. We are working through the World Customs Organization and other multilateral organizations and bilaterally to standardize how early you get information, whether it's air, land, or sea, and what type of data you need to do the risk calculation, and that's been going forward to good effect. Second, we need to streamline sort of trusted trader programs. Who is working with the private sector and with our partner governments around the world, establishing global guidelines for the security of companies and how they operate within the supply system so that we can identify the low-risk shippers, in effect, and focus on the high-risk concerns.
A lot of what you talk about is a lot of long-term effort, you know, to do, you know, global guidelines to deal with working on ensuring targeting advanced information. A lot of this seems very long-term. Obviously, the other two things you mentioned about the IPR and the other unit seems also short-term. So give me a sense of, are you guys feeling like you're making some inroads within securing the supply chain? Especially, again, I'm going to go back to the IT piece, especially when it comes to federal agency using those ITs and staying out of the counterfeit parts or other ways that the supply chain can get attacked.
Let me actually push back on your assertion, because in fact, we're already seeing real-time benefit to the initiative. We're getting in our air cargo advanced screening program, we're getting pre-departure shippers data. That's now underway in a number of countries through a number of airlines around the world. That shipment data, when reviewed, allows us to do very sophisticated targeting, which we're doing today, and the initiative was just started this past year. So it's real time. It's happening already.
Let me ask you about the vendor issue, because this is one thing that I've heard a lot about, is that securing the supply chain can add costs to the vendor, especially as we talk about federal procurement specifically. Is DHS have any concern, or is DHS trying to work with vendors around ensuring that the requirements as they add to federal procurement, and I know you guys only control federal procurement as far as your own agency to some extent. Is there any concern that if you go too far to one end of the spectrum, it could restrict or push vendors out of the market, which would obviously could hurt the government?
Through our National Preparedness and Protected Division, stood up a number of information sharing arrangements with various sectors. And so there's an IT sector, a telecommunications sector, et cetera. And through those established bodies, working with them not only to better understand the threat and the risks to their own supply chains, but help develop mechanisms and processes for reducing risk and best practices for ensuring that threats aren't introduced and risks aren't introduced into their own supply chain systems.